views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
What might be in the way of you reaching and living your soul's divine purpose? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. You will be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, and God as the source for real wellness. In this live call-in show, Dr. Jaffe brings testament to how medical spiritual healing and Sufism, together with traditional and complementary medicine, can heal life-threatening disease, chronic illness, and personal issues through understanding and transforming the inner causes and experiences that lock disease in place. Dr. Jaffe takes you on a journey and will show you how to find and heal these inner issues and painful unresolved subconscious wounds. You are listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am so honored I get to do this show with Dr. Jaffe, Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe. And this is about your journey, my journey, our journey into spiritual healing. Today, Dr. Jaffe, today's show is absolutely phenomenal for the energy that is opening up for us as we move into next year. Discovering your highest divine purpose, healing the blocks that limit you from success and happiness. Thank you so much for the topic, Dr. Jaffe. And let me just start out by asking you, you know, the idea or the energy of highest divine purpose, right? Many folks don't know what it is, but yet when you say it, people are like, yes, I want that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we all know in our heart when we're doing the right thing. And a lot of people work, but they know that deep inside something's not right, and they feel it. It's not really a thought, because the mind might be saying, oh, yeah, I'm doing the right thing, I'm working. But in their hearts, there's something off. They feel like there's something not right or they're missing something. So what is the reason for that? And the reason is because deep inside the soul, the purpose that we were created for has been written. And when we're not aligned with it, there's a sense that we're doing something that's not right. We feel off. And that's what causes the problem.
Yeah. Many folks think about the discomfort in their lives. And the discomfort in their lives. And so I call it discomfort. It could be a wide range of emotions or physical things that happen to us in our lifetimes. Whatever it is, it's something that doesn't feel in alignment with ease and grace. It doesn't feel in alignment with a higher purpose. I would love for you to talk a little bit about what the experience of living your higher purpose is like, because I think that, you know, sometimes we think living your highest purpose perhaps comes without challenges, that it's this ease and this grace sometimes, and it might be. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, what that experience is like.
That's a great question. I think that life is meant to be ease. There's supposed to be ease mm-hmm. in life. And when we're aligned with our spirits, that ease happens. And like you said, it's not that there won't be challenges and trials, because there always are, but there's an ease as we go through them because we're doing the right thing. And when we do the right thing, we actually are supported by existence, by the divine. It helps us. And when we do the wrong thing, meaning we're not following what the truth is inside of us, then we don't get that divine support and life gets much harder, and we no longer have ease. What we have is discomfort. So the higher divine purpose is when we align with what we are supposed to be doing. And when we do that and we align with it, what happens is this incredible sense of joy and ease and openness and passion, a sense that we're doing what we always were meant to do. And work is no longer a problem, because now instead of working, what we're really doing is living the life we want to be living in the deepest way. So we no longer work anymore. We're actually living and doing what's most valuable to us. That's what the higher divine purpose is.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think comes up quite often, Dr. Jaffe, is, wait a minute, I hear Dr. Jaffe, I hear Dr. Pat talking about, I was actually talking about this the other day, where we're planning for 2019, and I was sharing a little bit of the journey on 15 years ago and where I was and how I said yes to something that everybody else in my family, my friends, literally looked at me and thought, she's lost her mind. Totally lost her mind. And they don't really quite say that anymore. They ask me different questions, like, when are you going to retire? That's the one I get now. But that really, sometimes when we're in that space of higher divine, highest divine purpose, we may or may not get our fan base to love the direction we're going in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was the same for me. I went to medical school. Meditating, medical school opened for me, and I said, okay, I'm going to go to medical school, become a doctor. But always, even as a doctor, there was something a little bit off for me. And then one day I saw this miracle in the ICU, and the healing happened. And when I watched the miracle happening in the ICU, there was like this big aha moment, and I realized, oh my God, this is really what I want to be doing. I want to be helping to create this world of miracles in medicine. And that moment, the minute I understood that, every single thing in my life changed. Because rather than just learning, you know, to be a cardiologist, which is what I was starting to do, I decided, no, I'm going to learn how to bring miracles into cardiology or into internal medicine so that people would actually have a much greater chance of healing than in traditional medicine.
Mm.
So, you see, in the same way, when your listeners are, you know, when you find what's true for you at the soul level, like for me, it was learning these other non-traditional forms of medicine. And when you find what's true for you, the expansion and the passion that you're going to feel in your life is going to be radically different than living a depressed life where you're not doing what you're meant to do.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but let's just talk about it for a minute, because I know what it's like to live a depressed life. I really do. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have something inside of me that wants to come out, but yet here I am, you know, working three jobs, right? Getting a job at the phone company in the mailroom because my mom said, you got to go work there, Pat. Don't worry, that they'll never fire you. Actually, they did, like 24 years later. But there I was, and I'm working these three jobs. And out of the three jobs, Dr. Jaffe, the ones that paid me the most weren't the ones that gave me the most joy. I had this part-time job at the ShopRite in Jersey with a guy named Louis cleaning fish. I was in the fish counter. Louis taught me everything about fish. And this time of year was the most exciting time of the year, because we had the Jewish traditions, we had the Italian traditions, and we got to decorate the fish case with octopi hanging down, with light. I mean, honestly, so you may be thinking, what, did she lose her mind? But I remember that. You see, I remember that. It felt right. How important is the feeling in our hearts to seeking out, finding, and then saying yes to that highest divine purpose? Because you did it. I did it kind of accidentally. And I want our listeners to experience it. And you help people do that.
That's right. This is, by the way, listeners, this is kind of one of the master keys to spirituality. You know, we spend, 8 hours a day working? Some of us 10 or 12, right? during that 8, 10, 12 hours you're working, are you really growing spiritually as well? Or are you just, you know, doing what you need to do to get by or for security or for whatever it is? If you're doing that, you're going to get depressed. You're going to get tired. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel like life is not worth much. But if you flip it, like Dr. Pat's saying, and you start to work in the fish case and start doing something that really, really turns you on and makes you happy, then all of a sudden, you know, life takes on a whole new flavor, which might be, in this case, octopus, but at least it's better.
That's right.
But you see, you start to move forward. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, and the reason I bring that up, Dr. Jaffe, it's because we have this idea in our society, and I'm not going to blame the law of attraction for it because it goes back. And it's this idea that, and we'll talk about this when we come back, right? It's this idea that we have a highest divine purpose that somehow society identifies for us, like Dr. Jaffe, you should go off there and be a medical doctor. It's really interesting. Dr. Friedman had the same experience. Go off and go do this, you know, go become that. But your heart, maybe your soul, maybe your mind is saying, you know, there's something else for you to do. But we stop from doing it. We stop from living it. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what is the stopping mechanism. You know, what is it that's like the brake in your car that automatically you step on, right? Boom, screeching halt. You don't live it. That's what today's show is about. We're entering a huge energy in 2019. I don't know if it's the year of Jubilee or not, but it's a huge, big energy. Are you ready to let your foot off the brakes with Dr. Jaffe? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is it that glues your foot to the brake of your highest divine purpose, and what does Dr. Jaffe do to help people all over the world lift that foot up ever so gently? We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Dr. Jaffe is joining me here today. This is his fabulous show, Journey into Spiritual Healing. Today, we're talking about discovering your highest purpose, healing the blocks that limit you from success and happiness. And, you know, we're talking about how our spiritual purpose is written within our soul. And when we discover and unfold that spiritual purpose, it brings us immense happiness, love, and purpose to our lives. And that doesn't that sound really easy and kind of cool and nice? But wait a minute. What if our highest divine purpose, what if that was not exactly spiritually aligned in our lives in the moment, or at least we didn't know it? What if we had some blocks getting in the way from taking our foot off of the brake of that highest divine purpose? Dr. Jaffe, before we keep going, you actually have a course that you have created for people specifically in 2019 that is going to help people look at their highest divine purpose. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, we actually started the course yesterday, and you can still join us if you want.
Yep.
If you go to my website, you can find it there, drjaffemd.com/purpose. And in the course, what we do is we look at how to find what's written in your soul and in your heart, not what you're doing. You know, like in my case, my mother wanted me to be a doctor. That wasn't my highest divine purpose. It was supportive of it, but that wasn't it. In this course, we're going to teach you how to find it. What's really written inside of your soul? What is the key to doing that? And there's ways to do that. And then once we find it and you recognize it, then we're going to teach you how to begin the process of manifesting your highest divine purpose. You know, today you mentioned earlier, you know, people do The Secret and they have ways they try to manifest. But, you know, really what they're manifesting is not their highest purpose. They're manifesting what they want. But sometimes what they want is actually not a good thing. Mm-hmm. They might be getting things that actually, if they manifest it, it might hurt them. You know what I mean? Because people say, "Oh, give me what I want," and it's like the story of the guy. He wanted $1 million. He said, "I'm going to manifest it," and he didn't get it. "I want $1 million," and he kept trying it, and he couldn't get it, and got stronger and stronger at it, and finally one day he got it. And the way he got it was his son was killed in a car accident, and he got $1 million life insurance policy. So this is why I say when people manifest from themselves, they don't always know what they're asking for. But when you get to the highest purpose, then you're following what the divine is asking for you, and your manifestation that you bring forward will actually be perfect for you. It will lift you up. It'll align you. It will help you grow spiritually. If you're seeking enlightenment, it'll bring you towards your enlightenment, or love, it'll bring you towards love. If you're trying to reach heaven, it'll move you towards a heavenly realm. It brings the things inside of you because you're doing really what the divine is asking of you, rather than you doing what you want, what you think you need, what you may not know the outcomes of what you're asking for. And that's what this course is about. We're going to show you how to find that higher divine purpose, highest divine purpose, and then we're going to show you how to clear the blocks that are blocking you from it. And Pat was saying, you know, you have your foot on the, you know, the brakes. Well, most people actually, when they hit their divine, their highest divine purpose, they get frightened because it's so big, you know, right? If you really open it up, it's like, we're amazing beings. We can do so much if we believe in ourselves, but we don't really feel capable to receive what's possible for us. So we live in a very limited way. So in this course, we're going to teach you how to reach that type of knowledge and to take your feet off those brakes.
Yeah. And you know, this is really one of the things that's important to really look at for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons in particular, Dr. Jaffe, we're going to talk about now, is to give us some relief from the blocks or the veils that keep us from literally manifesting our highest divine purpose. Let's talk about what some of those are. You know, why would we put our foot on the brake if, in fact, we knew that we needed our foot off the brake to do this? Let's talk about some of the things that perhaps live within us, either from a past life, or that we are creating here that would give us the death grip on that brake. What are some of the blocks and veils that you've discovered in working with people that perhaps show up?
Well, the big ones I find have to do with capability. That most people, and I can relate to this myself because I was one of those people, are afraid of being big enough, you know, capable of handling the size of the highest divine purpose. In other words, if you are meant to be, you know, a speaker, or you're meant to be a teacher, or you're meant to be, you know, even, you know, very successful in some way, there are things that come with success. You're going to be in the news. You're going to be dealing with people looking at you, reporters chasing you, things like that. So that can be very threatening to people. So they feel, oh, I'm not ready for that. I couldn't handle that. Now, on the outside, they're saying, I want it. In the ego self, they say, oh, yeah, I want this. But in the subconscious, they don't. Deep down inside, they don't. So every time they're about to move into that big thing, something comes up. And sometimes, you know, the subconscious can be so powerful, it can even be illness. Like illness may come up, or something will happen. They find some way to sabotage that forward movement. So until a person gets hold of what's driving that, they will sabotage themselves again and again. So let me give you a quick example of this. There was a man who came to me years ago, a very amazing artist. I mean, I looked at his work was absolutely stunning. He made these like 10-foot long murals, and you know, he wanted to sell them for like $15,000 to $30,000 a piece. Couldn't sell anything. He just wasn't selling them. Nobody wanted them, and yet they were stunning. So he came to me because he wanted to say, well, I feel like my purpose is to bring these paintings out and to inspire people to something deeper through my work. And I said, well, what's blocking you? And he said, I don't know. And we looked inside and we started to do this work. We used specific light to open up these places inside the person. And what he saw as he opened it was he saw the picture of Jesus carrying a very heavy cross on his back, walking down alley in Jerusalem. And I said to him, what does that mean? And he said, it means that if I'm going to reach heaven, I have to carry the cross, which means that I have to be poor and I have to suffer and struggle. And therefore, I cannot allow myself to have success because I'm not carrying the cross. So I said to him, well, you think that's true? I mean, you know, today, you know, is that true? And he said, no. He said, I think actually Jesus is about love. And what I really need to do is simply be in the love and use my work to give love and to trust whatever type of finances come back to me. So he made that shift inside. Literally, I think within a few days, it was very shortly after that, La Jolla Galleries, one of the major galleries on the West Coast, called him and took all of his paintings, and he began selling his paintings for $15,000 a piece.
Wow.
It shifted in one moment when he reached the block.
Yeah. You know, many people have asked Dr. Jaffe, and I want to ask you, the question that I've heard come up here, at least recently, is, you know, why do these blocks show up for us? You know, why does worry factor into my life? You know, the why question. One of the things I've learned about the question why is I have found in my own life, unless I'm exploring something in the cosmos that I really want to find, asking the why question about my past has never really helped me. It isn't the kind of question that has helped me move beyond. Like, why did that happen to me? Or, right? And so, yet at the same time, there is this curiosity about the purpose of blocks and veils. Do they have a purpose?
Yeah, they do, 100%. And again, this is where we have to look at something higher, which is, you know, why is the human being on Earth? Well, the answer to that question, in my understanding, is the human being is returning to its divinity. And the way the human being returns to its divinity is to take on the divine attributes. So, for example, if you have limited love in your heart, and divine is unconditional love, you have to become unconditionally loving to come back towards the divine. If you are, let's say, foolish in some way and the divine is perfectly wise, then you have to bring in wisdom to come back to the divine. This is calling taking on the attributes of divinity. So the more of those attributes you take on, you become loving, you become compassionate, you become merciful, you become wise, the more you move towards the completion of your spiritual journey, which is really what your spirit is doing here. Your spirit is here to learn to take on those attributes. Okay? Now, when the way that it works is that if you need to learn compassion, then you have to experience something that would take you out of compassion. In other words, maybe somebody cuts you off or runs into you or something in the car, and all of a sudden you're mad about that. You're not being compassionate, so you experience a lack of compassion in your being. But that really shows you the place that your attribute is veiled. In other words, something has veiled you from true compassion. So when that happens, what's really happening is the experience is there to show you your limitation in the attribute. And then if you work it through, you actually gain the real compassion and you move closer to your divine spiritual journey. So everything in life is really here. All these trials and all these veils, all these blocks are really here for one reason, for you to work through them to go to the other side so that you gain the attribute. Okay, for example, let's say that you're struggling with a boss who's a bully to you, right? The boss bullies you. Okay, so you might say, oh, I'm in this terrible experience of this boss bullying me. But if you really looked inside yourself, you'd see there's a place where the boss could bully you. There's a place where you sit down and you let the boss take advantage of you. If you learn the inner strength, if you learn to respect yourself, if you learn to honor yourself, you wouldn't allow that. You would stop it in a polite way, but you would stop that boss from doing it. That's really the teaching. The teaching that is there from the divine. The divine sent you that bully boss to teach you to set limits, to teach you to respect yourself, to teach you to honor yourself, to teach you to become strong. That's taking on the attributes of the divine. That's what the blocks and veils are for.
I love it. Dr. Jaffe, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, everybody get ready for what we're about to do. We have a fabulous giveaway for everyone today to participate in. When we come back, we're going to take a look at, now that we know this, how do we reach, how do we find, how do we embrace our highest divine purpose? Short break, everybody. We'll be back, and we will have something very special to give away. We'll be right back.
demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit YesMindedPower.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. Dr. Jaffe has created a wonderful gift for all of you. The way that this is going to work, we've made it really, really easy. Go to his website, Dr. Dr. Jaffe, J-A, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, E-M-D.com. DrJaffeMD.com. And then once you get there, you can put a slash purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, and you will receive a free recording of this introductory class on highest divine purpose that we were just talking about before. Thank you so much, Dr. Jaffe, for that. That is a great way to move this energy forward, to get our foot off the brake. So thank you so much for that.
You bet. My pleasure. It's a great intro, everyone. It's a chance we'll talk about what we're talking about here. What is your highest divine purpose? What are the steps to getting there? And I think this is a very important piece of knowledge, no matter who you are, and especially this time of year. You know, we're coming towards the end of the year. This is a time to reevaluate what happened in 2018. In other words, how was 2018? How was your relationships? How was your work? How was your spiritual walking? What happened for you? This is a time to take a look at it. I do every year at this time. And then mm-hmm. you prepare so you come into 2019 running. You're coming into it 2000 running, but not running from yourself, but running from the higher purpose so that you're on track and 2019 can be a really good year for you rather than another year of kind of flailing around.
Wow, I'm so ready, so ready for it. Thank you for all of that. One of the things that we mentioned before the break was, okay, now that we've identified the various ways perhaps we've got our foot on the brake, how do we find, how do we reach our highest divine purpose? How do we get from, yes, Dr. Jaffe, I am ready to ease up on that brake, right? I am ready to ease up on that brake. Now what?
Okay. That's right. Okay, well, here's the way we do it. You know, in the seminar, Highest Divine Purpose, the first thing we're going to do is teach you how to actually find what that is. And there's ways to do that, but there's a system of working with three types of sort of movements that take you into understanding what is written in your soul by God and what you are meant to be doing in your life. Now, you'll discover that yourself. And once you find it, then the next thing you'll look at are, what are the blocks? What's blocking you from that? Okay, now, once you find those blocks, you have to go into the final step, which is you have to purify those blocks. In other words, if you're feeling incapable, then how do you change that? If your self-esteem is bothering you, I don't feel worthy of, you know, doing that thing, how are you going to purify or to heal that place inside yourself? So the final class, we'll talk about healing. This is where we look at the healing. How to heal what's hiding inside of our being. And the answer is very simple. You have to discover it. You have to find out what it is. That's the hard part. And then once you discover it, there are ways of washing those things out of your being so that they no longer exist anymore inside of you. And instead it gets replaced with confidence, with trust, with positive attributes, with strength, with empowerment, these type of things. So we wash out these negative places, we bring in these positive places, these positive lights, and you integrate them in your being. We call that beautification. You beautify your being with the positive divine attributes like strength and trust and capability and wisdom and ability and things like that. Once you bring those in and you integrate it, meaning you absorb them and they become part of you, you will start to see that your life will almost instantaneously change. I mean, literally, people have made this change, and one woman, she was struggling with success. She made the change inside herself. Within 10 hours, she got two calls from Africa inviting her to speak and to be part of some large conferences in Africa because she was wanting to travel. She was wanting to speak overnight. Before that, she couldn't get out the door. And she changed it inside of herself, which was her fear of moving forward. She found it. She washed it out of her belly. It was inside of her belly where she was frightened like a little child. And she cleared it. And as she cleared it, overnight, she got these two invitations. And she went off to Africa and had an amazing time. So this is the kind of work that we'll do in the Highest Divine Purpose seminar coming up. And again, if you're interested, go to my website, drjaffemd.com/purpose, or you can call my 888 number, 888-2, Dr. Jaffe, D-R-J-A-F-F-E, and in that you can look at the Highest Divine Purpose seminar. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I want to ask you about is, and I get asked this quite a bit and have gotten asked this, so two things I want to talk with you about. One is 2019, January of 2019, starts our 15th year on AM FM radio. It's our 15th year. It's a big celebration for us. And yet it feels like 15 minutes ago. I mean, when I open my mouth and I say that, I'm shocked by it. I really am. You know, I remember a time where I thought, this is going to be the greatest hobby. I'm having so much fun. Yeah, you know, like that. And here we are, 15 years later, have launched a network, 10 channels completely being engaged next year in March, expansion. a great team of people, the best listening audience on the planet. And I have to tell you, when I get asked how I did it, I used to make up a story, Dr. Jaffe. I used to like make something up. Now I say, you know, I don't think I am the one that has done this. I think there is something at a higher order that was operating through me. And to this day, I still don't know how to talk about it, but I know I've had a whole lot of help. And I want to talk to you about it. This idea of accessing the soul to get us from a dialed wrong phone number to a place where we are on the verge of launching something in the realm of positive talk radio that never existed before. And there's no big business plan for me. You know what I'm saying? But everybody on my team here, on this team, everyone here is tapping into the vibe of this. I want to ask you, I don't know how to explain it, but I believe you do because you help people tap into it. Let's talk about that.
I like that quality. Let's talk about that. All right. So if you, when you have a soul purpose, you know, in your case, to launch this thing, you know, you as a, let's say 20 years ago, you didn't know what that was. It was written inside of you, but you didn't know it.
Nope.
So God had to kind of play chess with you to get you to the place where you were ready to embrace it, right?
Yeah.
And it worked. You got there. And then, you know, you say you didn't have a big business plan, but, you know, the big business plan is up there. It's already there. In other words, all you have to do is listen and follow it. You don't have to, you just have to listen and follow what's being given to you day by day. See, and that's what you've been doing. So it's in the deep place when we have, it's not that we don't use a business plan. It's not that we don't do good business. You should. You know, it's all important. But beyond the big business plan is, are you really following what you are meant to do? And I'll give you an example of this. One of my students, you know, she wanted to open up the medical spiritual healing in a hospital in Florida. And she didn't know how to do it. So she's sitting in the airport, and she's going to the airport, and she wanted to fly back down from New York to Florida, where she's from. And she all of a sudden heard in her mind, you have to go to Newark Airport. Don't fly out of JFK. So she was like, what? And so she goes to Newark Airport, and then she hears again, buy a first-class ticket, which was, you know, $300 more than the other ticket. So finally, she convinces herself to buy the ticket. She spends $500 on the ticket or whatever it was, and she gets a first-class seat. She sits down. Well, it turns out the man sitting next to her has just been hired by the very hospital that she wants to work at as one of their directors, and they start to click. They start to learn. He's very open to spiritual healing. He's open to making changes. He's working in the cancer clinic. And he invites her into the cancer clinic to bring spiritual healing. So tell me where, you know, you see what I'm saying? Where is the big business plan? You know, she didn't even have a plan, but she heard and she followed. Now, most people would have never bought that ticket. They would have said, no way, I'm not spending $500 on a you know, $250 ticket. But she listened, and now she is working with that hospital. So you see, this is the bigger plan. So when you move forward and you're following and you're listening, which Dr. Pat, I know you're very good at, you know, and you listen and you hear those messages and you follow those messages, that's the thing that's really opening at the deepest level your network. It's not just the business plan. If you didn't follow, a lot of people have tried to do what you tried to do, what you've done, they couldn't do it. Why? Because they weren't following the deeper messages.
I think this thing for me, and, you know, it really talks back to what you said earlier, and I want to get back there. Sometimes life hands us an obstacle, a challenge, whatever you want to call it. In my case, when I decided as I moved into this back in 2004, I really did listen to the pressure to go get a real job, and it tore me apart inside. Hence, April 1st of 2004, I came down with a mystery disease. By the way, there wasn't anything else I could have done but this. Continue to buy airtime. I wasn't physically capable of doing anything but this. And I was inspired to find out about the workings of life and consciousness and health and well-being. And so I did get help from the universe, but not in a way you think. Sometimes, Dr. Jaffe, don't we get help like that, even if it feels like a bit of betrayal? Even if it feels like, really? You're going to make me sick so I don't do anything else? I don't know. Is that all in my head?
No, that's exactly how it works. I mean, think about, what's her name? J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I mean, she had the same thing. She was off track. You know, she was not successful. She was doing whatever she was doing. I don't remember, but everything was failing for her. And then all of a sudden, in the moment of failure, she got inspired to write, you know, the Harry Potter series. And she wrote the series and became went forward to be one of the, you know, really the greatest authors or the greatest successful authors of our time. So, you know, in the same way, each of us, we are going to be limited by situations. Things are going to happen, and you're going to say, like Dr. Pat said, oh, like, really? This is going on? This is happening to me? And you're going to be scratching your head and yelling at God and wondering what the heck is going on here. But if you put your head down and you really, you know, look deep, you know, you'll see that, you know, for example, for me, I was going along a number of years ago. I was being very successful. I had a healing school. I was getting invited into the major TV networks, and things were just blowing up really, really quickly for me. But as it began to blow up, you know, go forward, I got sick. My heart began to fail.
Mm.
And, you know, and it just took the legs right out from under me. I couldn't go forward. I couldn't do it. Well, once I went inside and I looked, I realized the reason I couldn't do it was because I was moving forward subtly from my ego.
Right.
And God was saying, no, you can't move from your ego. You have to move from love. You have to move from your heart. The heart disease was there to teach me to go out of my ego. It took away what I wanted, you know, the big shows. It took it away from me, and it forced me down on my knees. And, you know, because I wanted to live. And in forcing me down on my knees, I began to heal my heart. And I realized I had closed my heart. I'd forgotten about love. I was moving too much from my ego. And so I was slowly, and it took, you know, it took some time, hopefully, being able to wash that ego out and replace it with just living in my heart with humility, with humbleness, really accepting what the divine gave to me, really accepting whether I was big or small or great or not great. And in that, then I could slowly move forward with going forward with what I was meant to do with my life. But I had to learn that lesson of humility and love.
Mm. And, you know, I think that this is so much a part of what we're called to share with people, right? We're really called to share not just what we're here to teach and what we're here to do, but what the journey has been like for us. I wanted to ask you, I know that what we're sharing a bit of today, and I think this is a good time to do it, is a way for people to bring, how to bring your highest divine purpose into manifestation, the process, what it's like to form that image. Would you give us some suggestions on that?
Okay, well, the bottom line is the highest divine purpose is a meaning and an image that's sent down from the divine, and it's written in your soul. In other words, the way the divine gets you to go there is it inspires a sense of the highest meanings in your life. Like some people, you know, the highest, like, you know, Pat, for example, in your case, what's the highest meaning for you in your life?
Today? The highest meaning for me is to help other people across the globe, to live their highest purpose, to live the life they were truly meant to live through this thing we call radio podcast.
Okay, perfect. So if you look at the point of meaning, the meaning is that you want to inspire people to reach their highest possibility in their lives and in their work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that, you see, that's actually an inspired meaning. It's like inside of your being, you're inspired to bring people into that state of meaning. In other words, once they understand it and they reach it and you inspire them, they start living it, then you're on track with your work. So the way we get people to reach this is we find their highest meanings, and then there is a way to actually bring down the image of meaning. In other words, for example, you said it yourself. For you, you said, well, it's to do my podcast and it's to do the radio show and the media. That's your image. Your image was, it didn't come down, you know, to be president of the United States or to run. Right? Although
no,
you might
right.
have liked to do that.
Right.
It came down in another way for you. You know, so each of us, you know, it will come down for you in the way that it's meant to come down. And it will show itself to you in a way that it is meant to be for you. In Dr. Pat's case, it was for, you know, doing the media, the podcast, and the radio. For me, it's as a spiritual teacher and a healer and a physician. There's different ways that each of us are inspired by the divine to bring through the messages that we're meant to bring through. See? And that's, of course, that's what we're going to be doing in the course. We're going to be teaching you how to do that through a series of steps to open it for you, and once you find it, to look at the block and then to shoot that image into manifestation so that you can start in 2019 living your highest divine purpose and alignment and moving towards it, because it's a movement, rather than following the old stuff that you've been bored and depressed with and doesn't work for you. We've got to make that change.
When I think about this and I think about all the things you just shared today in the show, what I'm really struck by is what you said originally. And that is, you and I were talking before we even got on air, I think. And we were talking about this sense of freedom we feel. And I honestly, for me, it's like it was overnight. It's like something shifted. I can't put my finger on it. And it doesn't mean that I haven't had to make some very difficult decisions here in the past month. But there's this sense of freedom. I guess we call it empowered living. Whatever it is, there's this sense of peace that everything is perfectly, energetically, like I used to say, in harmony. Is that the sense of this as well? And I want to thank you for today. Is this sense of harmony in our lives, is that an indication that we are at least entering into the groove of HDP?
That's great, Dr. Pitt. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because when you hit that place of your highest divine purpose, you're going to feel freedom. You see, and your life needs to align with that. And that includes your marriage, you know, includes your kids. You know, a lot of people, they give up their purpose to, you know, take care of their family. And actually, it really works the other way. You should be living your purpose, and your family should all be aligning with that purpose. You know, and then if you're, like, in case you have a wife or a husband, they should find their divine purpose as well, and all of you line up together. So, you know, your husband is supporting you to live yours. You're supporting your husband to live theirs. Everybody's working together to bring forth that purpose, rather than what happens in most cases, which is nobody's happy, right? And everybody's living in a way that doesn't work. So what we want to do is we want you all to find your highest divine purpose and line your life up with it. And when you do, you'll feel the freedom that Dr. Pat's talking about. I'm feeling it. You know, I just moved to Florida. It was after a lot of meditation. The freedom in my heart is incredible. I feel so good. But I'm on alignment with my divine purpose. So this is what we'd like for everyone. Yeah.
And this is what you're doing to help everyone achieve it. I want to thank you, Dr. Jaffe. I want to tell everybody, please, please go listen to the free recording that Dr. Jaffe is gifting everyone. It's on the introductory class on Highest Divine Purpose. Go to the website, drjaffemd.com/purpose, and you'll be able to really tune in to what we're talking about, but hear it in a way that will help unshackle you from your past, from the veil, from the excuses, from the things that show up. It will set you on a path to this divine freedom for you to carve out the life that your soul has been dying to show you. Dr. Jaffe, thank you so much for today.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Pat. I was very happy to speak with you and very happy to talk to your audience. Thank you very much.
I want to say to everybody, this is the energy now. This is the energy. This is the energy that we've been talking about for about a decade. This particular energy of highest divine purpose, this is the thing that you will feel open up a gateway to freedom, just as Dr. Jaffe and I tried to explain of how that feels. We are on the journey with all of you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe will help you remove the veil of illness and unleash the ancient wisdom of healing as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, visit his website, drjaffemd.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.